Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good, Stan. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just actually made it into the show and trying to get this thing up and going, man.
Well, we're excited.
Yeah, I know. We're all excited, and I'm glad that you are. And we're going to be talking about the disciples tonight, and it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. And it's going to be some awesome things there, praise God, that we're going to be talking about the disciples and not. What do you know about the disciples, Jacob?
I know there was 12 of them.
Yeah, there was 12 of them for sure, praise God. Yeah, there are definitely 12 of them for sure. And it's going to be awesome to hear what the Lord's got to say about you know, about the 12 and about our topic tonight, praise God. Amen. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. So what I'm going to do right quick, I'm going to go ahead and throw us into a song, and we will be right back. God bless you, and we will be right back. Here we go.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle. And the song he heard gave him night, they found a miracle.
Tonight with this blog talk system, but we're hanging in there low tonight, but we actually made it here, didn't we, Jacob?
Yeah, I think that song was for us. We need a miracle right now, a blog talk, so y'all bear with us just a little bit.
Yeah, we need a miracle, so we're actually here, and some of the guys that listen to us broadcast amongst many different social medias, we want to thank you for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show. We're actually gonna work on this a little bit, and it's gonna get better as we go. Praise God! I'm still getting used to the blog talk and all this stuff, so we're gonna see what's gonna happen with all this. But I want to thank you so much for listening to us here at the Healing Light Radio. And as you know, Jacob Phillips came back with us about a week or so ago. It's always good to have you on the show, Jacob.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it, and I enjoy being here. And, you know, there's a lot of good camaraderie between us, and I think we work pretty well together. So, you know, maybe it was something God wanted to happen. So,
praise God. Praise God. We got a lot of good things that's going to happen here pretty soon. We've got the Healing Light Bible study is going to start maybe here in another week or so.
Oh, yeah, man. We kind of hooked that up, dude. My buddy Cree Foster from the Taylor Mission Church in Taylor, Arkansas. And I will plug that because there might be some people from Taylor listening. But he's a fantastic Bible interpretation teacher. And the one thing that he always points out in his teaching is all scripture has to point to Jesus. If it doesn't point to Jesus, then we got a problem. So
that's one of the things that
I learned when I first started hanging out with him is everything points to Jesus.
Yeah, it's got to point to Jesus or it's pointing to the wrong way, ain't it?
Right. Well, if you want a sign, the sign that we're talking about points the right way. So,
yes, or you might be on a one-way road to the wrong place. Ain't that right, brother?
Right. You better get off that broad highway and get on the straight and narrow, you know?
That's it. That's what the word says. It says you got to be, if there's a straight and narrow path to the Father, and that's only through Christ alone, not through many different ways like the New Age and all that. You know, a lot of these New Age things, they teach you, you know, there's many paths. You can go to Buddha. You can go to Muhammad. You can go to, you know, anything. You know, the Hindus got over, 100,000 or some type of 100 gods, and they get people so confused that where it actually leads them straight to hell. And all these gods is actually demons. It's not even close to God. It's from Satan himself, and it leads them down the wrong path. And then they wonder what's going on when they die when that day comes. Then they see the Lord above up in the heavenlies. They see him perfectly because at one day, you know, we all are going to see the Lord. We're his or we're the other guys. And then when we die, it's too late, ain't it, Jacob?
Unless you know somebody that can, you know, unless you have somebody raise you from the dead and you get another chance, you're pretty much done.
Yeah.
So we would encourage you now to make a decision now, because the Bible says basically that everybody's going to die. And I heard a doctor say one time, he gave a statistic. He said one out of every one person dies on this planet. So we're all going to die. We're all going to die at some point. Sometimes through accidents we die, We die sometimes through accidents. We die prematurely, but the Bible says in Romans 1:16 that salvation is now. So
praise God. That's so true. That's so true. And you know, it's just the way it is, man. I mean, there's going to be a time and place that we all are going to, you know, leave this old world. There's only one person that rose from the dead and stayed risen from the dead, and that was Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. And, you know, as I know, you know, we are all going to kiss the dirt one day, and or however they're going to put you under or whatever. And we all got to, you know, meet our Maker, and we've got to be able to look him in the face, because we're going to meet Jesus, or we're going to meet the great white throne. That's meeting the Father himself. And if we meet the Father himself, we better be as perfect as Jesus, don't we, Jacob?
Well, the Bible does say that we're already perfect in him if we're in Christ. So, you know, the perfection is achieved here on earth. That's just a little side note there.
Yes, if you meet.
But
the Father,
I see what you're coming. I see where you're coming from, Stan.
Yeah, if you're meeting the Father, you're in trouble because you didn't accept Christ, man.
Right.
I want to meet Jesus when I die. You know, so you know, if you're meeting the big white throne or the Father sitting up there, that means that you're going to be as perfect as Jesus. And he's going to look at all your records and all things, and you're not as perfect as my son. You certainly don't have my son here with you, so down you go. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you meet the Lord. You meet Jesus himself. And he's actually takes you into heaven because you've met him. But if you've not met Jesus, you've not took him as your Lord and Savior, you're going to meet the other throne. That's the one that nobody wants to meet, not except for Jesus. He's already met that throne, and he was perfect enough, and he passed that, and he went through for us, praise God. So he's the only one that's perfect. Ain't right, Jacob?
That is correct.
Praise God. So, you know, guys, if you're out here and you're trying to bounce around of accepting Christ, you know, it's your own free will. You can do what you want to, and that's the amazing thing about Jesus. He don't push anybody to himself. He calls people to himself, but he don't push anybody to himself. He kind of likes you to come to him, don't he, Jacob?
Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit's the one that draws. The Holy Spirit is the one that draws, and it's the Holy Spirit's job to convict. And so, you know, we're probably going to pray for that later.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We certainly are. And I want to thank everybody for watching us here on the Healing Life Radio Show. And, you know, we're still trying to get this going. Kim Burrow had this thing going there for a long time. And I've actually been off the radio show for a couple of years. I mean, here and there, I would come on, but basically my show has actually been television shows, like you see the Healing Life Morning Show, the Friday Night Show, and you see the Sunday shows, and all the other shows I do here and there. So my big thing is that right now, but this here is also something that I'm doing, and we're wanting to teach the gospel on the radio show, and plus we're actually, you know, give you guys a chance to call in. If you want prayer, praise God. That's if you want prayer. You can call in at 515-602-9685. I'll say this again. The guest call in is 515-602-9685. We ask you to only call in for prayer, religious discussions, maybe if it's positive. But we ask you to call in for prayer because we love to see miracles happen, praise God. What do you think about that, Jacob?
Yeah, we kind of had a situation, and if you're going to call in to discuss, we'd love to discuss. And there is a point that if we do disagree, we can agree to disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable. But as the body of Christ, we all need to, you know, we all need to come together, and we need to realize that the common denominator is Jesus, and that's the whole reason we're here. But like Stan said, you know, you can call in for discussion, preferably on the topic that we're going to be talking about, not something different. And also call in with your prayer needs, whether it be a physical thing or a spiritual thing or a financial thing. It really doesn't matter, because there's all kinds of different miracles. So.
Praise God. You know what I think about, you know, all of that?
What's up?
This is what I think about it. Praise
we got
God.
A round of applause. People love it.
Amen. That's what I think about all that. Praise God. I love radio stuff. But anyway, here we go. That's good. So anyway, we're going to get into the scripture. This is Luke 9, and we're going to be going to Luke 9, verse 1, and it says, sending out the 12. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them the power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff nor bag nor bread nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you, when you go out of the city, shake off very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. So what do you think about that, Jacob?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that could be said for just, I don't know, how many verses did you read, six?
Yep.
You read about six verses. There's a lot that could be said about that. I mean, it would take several shows to even start to discuss what Jesus was really doing. I mean, we see that he gave his disciples power and authority to cast out devils and to heal the sick, but it's really a whole lot deeper than that. And so it just depends on how far you want to go with it.
Praise God, praise God. We can go as far as we want to. But the thing about it is that we see, now we got to understand here, when Jesus sent these guys out, he hasn't went up to the Father yet. He didn't even die on the cross yet, did he?
No, these guys, and this is just a little teaching because that's what we're doing here. These guys were all still under the old covenant, so you have to notice that that none of the disciples were born again. They weren't born again until the day of Pentecost. And so you have to realize that Jesus was using old covenant servants to do his work. But like I said, there's a lot to that, and I'm just kind of giving real, real, real basic information. But they were all old covenant. Jesus never healed a Christian. He healed sinners. So.
Yes. So there wasn't no Christians yet, so what was it?
No, there was no believers as of yet.
Yes. The only ones that kind of believed was his disciples, right? And some of them was iffy, right?
Yeah, like you had, yeah, Thomas. Thomas, you coming with me? I doubt it, you know. So there was, I mean, really, to be honest with you, man, you had Peter who would, you know, deny him three times and just completely diss him all the way around. And then you had Thomas who said, if I don't, you know, touch the side and put my fingerprints in his nail scars, you know, I'm not going to believe it. So I'm just, I mean, man, you had some pretty iffy moments with those characters.
Yes, you definitely did. And it was very unique because, you know, that, you know, Jesus really had a hard time with these guys, but he still he still found some way to actually, you know, communicate with them. And the thing of it was, this is the unique thing about it, Jacob, is what they wasn't going out there to teach the gospel, was they?
No, they were going out in more of a demonstration role because they really – see, the thing was is that let's just take Nathaniel and Philip. The Bible says at the end of John, Philip found Nathaniel, and he said, we found the one that Moses wrote about in the book of the law. He's the Messiah. But the only person, I would say really the only disciple that actually truly believed at that time that Jesus was the real Son of God was probably Nathaniel, because Jesus prophesied to him and said, I remember you when you were sitting under the fig tree. And so Nathaniel had a revelation. The other guys, it took them a while.
Yes, it did. So these guys went out to teach the kingdom of God that Jesus taught the whole time he was on earth, right?
Right. He sent them out. You know, there's a couple of scriptures that said he sent them out two by two in towns and villages where he would go himself. And so basically he sent them out to do the work before he got there. He went to send them out not to preach and teach most of the time. There are a couple of references of that. But most of what they did was they went out and they healed the sick and they cast the devils out, and then Jesus would come through and do the teaching.
They made
his job easier.
Yes. Basically, he was showing the evidence of the sons of God. That was what he showed.
That's
he was
true.
Showing the evidence of, yep. And actually, the disciples was magnifying that, wasn't he?
Explain that to me a little bit. I'm not kind of catching where you're at.
Okay. The disciples was magnifying what Jesus was teaching, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Only the Son of God could carry the kingdom of God at that time, correct?
Right. And you have to notice that they were saying the kingdom of God is at hand. It wasn't there. It wasn't there yet. Jesus hadn't died. So the kingdom, Jesus was preparing all of the Jews, because you have to remember that Jesus said, I come not but for the lost sheep of Israel. So the only people that Jesus and the disciples were ministering to were the Jewish people. And like I said, we could get into a lot of that, but we only have like an hour or so on the show.
Yes. Jesus came for the Jews first, right, Jacob?
Right, and then I believe that Paul came for the Gentiles because, as you know, Ananias said to Paul whenever he laid hands on him and he received his vision that, you know, you're God's chosen man for the Gentiles. So Jesus came for the Jews. Paul came for the Gentiles.
Yes, he did. Praise God. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So the Holy Spirit was amongst Jesus. He actually breathed amongst the disciples. I know their version of the Word of God, it said he breathed amongst the disciples, and they all went two by two, like you said, into the different towns. And the breath is an indication of the Holy Spirit, right?
Correct. And if you want, I mean, if there's any scholars that are loose, or I say scholars in a loose way, if there's anybody out there that actually wants the original language of that, the breath of God is ruach, which is basically breath and the life of God. So basically, when it said that Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit, he just gave them a measure for what they were doing.
Praise God. Praise God. What we're going to do next, folks, we're actually going to listen to the Psalms 23 song, and we will be right back.
Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strong.
Praise God. Praise God. Psalms 23, that's an awesome song. Who shall we be afraid of when the Lord is our Lord and Savior? What do you think about that, Jacob?
Oh, man, that's a great song. You got another good song that I really like, but I can't think of the name of it. But if it pops up in my head, I'll say something about it. Maybe you can play it.
Amen, amen. I'm gonna find some more songs to play here shortly. But yes, it's an awesome way to get the word out and promote the power of God. We all love that, and God is doing some awesome things here at the Healing Life Ministries. He is also doing some awesome things around the world. I really believe the Lord has not denied us. He's still with us. He's still doing things to this day. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get back to this subject. We said that the disciples, when Jesus sent out the disciples, what happened was is that he wasn't dead yet, right?
No, he hadn't gone. He was, hang on a second. Let me gather my thoughts on this. I'm kind of racing right now in my thinking. Jesus had to, before he died, he had to reach the Jews with the message. And so he was preaching, and he didn't die until about 3 years later. So,
yes. And then he rose from the dead, and then once he rose again, everything was done. As soon as he died and rose and went to God the Father, then came back and talked to the disciples, then he went to sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Everything was done after that, but during this time, he's not even died on the cross. He's not been put in the grave. They're just basically teaching the kingdom of God, and they wouldn't teach him that, Jesus will save you. They was actually promoting that Jesus, there was something about Jesus, and they had to come and figure it out. The scriptures talked about only the Messiah could do these miracles that they were seeing all over Jerusalem. And as you know, Jesus was only touching the Israelites first. Only there in Israel's where he was actually preaching into people sort of like him. So that's who the Father sent the Son first, was to his own people.
Right. Yep. I can't remember the scripture, but it says, Jesus said, I've come not but for the lost sheep of Israel. And he also said, I've not come to call the righteous, but the unrighteous. And so, Jesus pretty much had a purpose for everything he did. He knew what he was doing. And, he wasn't one of those guys that, you ever heard the story of the ant and the grasshopper? The ant worked really hard through the winter and the grasshopper played his fiddle. He wasn't the guy to mess around. He had a good time while he was doing it, but he was very serious about his work.
Praise God, praise God. He was serious about his work. So when the disciples went out preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God was at hand, and that was saying that the kingdom of God is within us. When the Holy Spirit comes inside of us, he creates the kingdom of God. Only Jesus was carrying the kingdom of God. As you know, Jesus was the walking, talking Son of God. At that time, nobody else was declared a son. Jesus couldn't make you the son. The only thing he could do is actually blow the Holy Spirit amongst you for you to walk sort of like him. But the kingdom wasn't fully developed yet because Jesus hadn't released the Holy Spirit amongst earth yet. So that there was a lot of things going on there, praise God. So as they was out teaching the kingdom of God, they were seeing the miracles and the signs that was coming from Jesus, and it drawed more people to him. Every time Jesus would preach, he said, don't tell anybody who done that. And when he said that, it would go out even more. It's kind of like he knew that they was going to tell everybody anyway, right?
Yeah, he tried to keep some people quiet, because basically the reason why is because we all know Jesus is a spiritual king. They were trying to make him an earthly king because, I talked about it back at the end of John where it said Philip found Nathanael and said, we found the one that Moses wrote about in the book of the law. He's the Messiah. Well, they were looking for a physical king because they were trying to find somebody that was going to fight Rome and set them free. And Jesus was not that king. Jesus was a different king. So the kingdom that he came preaching was completely different. And the reason they had a hard time believing him for a while is because they were looking for something physical. They weren't looking for, you know, what you were just talking about. They weren't looking for that kingdom that is at hand that was brought by the Holy Spirit.
At that time, Israel was captured by Rome, and they was trying to find a way to get away from Rome. And at that time, they was looking for a warrior that had a sword and go kill people and do all that stuff and then kill all the Romans and set them free. But Jesus, like you said, Jesus wasn't that king. He was a spiritual king, not a earthly king, praise God. So they kind of got it mixed up, and they was looking for the Messiah in the wrong way. They was looking for a great king of Israel. They was looking for a Saul, basically, right? And they were.
In fact, if you look at Saul's name, the name Saul. In fact, I was watching an Orthodox Jew yesterday, looking for some information for one of the messages that I'm putting together for later on use. The Orthodox Jew said in the Jewish culture, names are most important thing, most important, very very important what you name your child. And so the name Saul means prayed for. And as we know, he represented a physical king. And that's what they were looking for, but that's what they had always known. You know, that's what they had always known. Even though they tried to follow the law and do what it said, they were still, you know, they were still looking with the wrong set of eyes.
Correct, correct. They were looking with the wrong set of eyes. And, you know, they was preaching the kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, which lives in all of us as Christians now. That same kingdom lives inside of us. And that's what they was actually looking for. And, you know, or that's what, you know, Jesus was teaching. And that's what they was preaching. But they was looking for a Saul king, which wasn't what Jesus was at all. And I think that since Jesus wasn't showing to be that Saul king, it made them mad. And then they actually turned on Jesus and, you know, put him up on the cross. And I think, you know, Father God knew that what was going to happen. It was already proclaimed. It was already prophesied about. And we saw what happened. But the thing of it is, Jesus had to die and be rose again. If he didn't do that, he couldn't save us from our sins, could he, Jacob?
No. If they would have accepted him, the whole plan would have been, you know, just blown away. But by God's grace, Jesus finished his course. And, you know, while you're talking about that, you know, they tried to seize him and put him to death here and there and yonder. And he goes, look, when it's my time to die, it's my time to die. No man takes my life. I lay it down on my own accord, you know. And so he knew when it was time. And aren't we glad the Jews accept at that time? And I know it sounds weird to say, aren't we glad the Jews didn't accept the message because Jesus had to die? But if you'll remember, at the end of days, when all the Gentiles are saved, the Jews are going to get another chance to receive. So it's not like they're completely left out of the picture. So, but we thank God for the blood of Jesus. So,
amen, amen, amen. That means everything. But I really believe when Jesus rose again, it kind of blew the Jewish believers' mind and their eyes when they saw him walking, you know, there on earth after all the things that they did, and he was already completely transformed. And, you know, the disciples saw him first, and they said hundreds and maybe thousands saw him afterwards, didn't they?
They did. There was when Jesus rose from the dead, all the saints of old that were in Hades before, you know, Jesus, you know, how, you know, you've heard the story. He descended into the lower parts of the earth and preached to the captives. And so when Jesus when Jesus rose from the dead, he brought all of those with him, and they said that they saw saints of old walking the streets. And I believe that, now I can't prove this, it's just my theory, and but I believe that when Jesus rose and those saints rose with him, that all of those days, for those 40 days that Jesus was still on the earth, I believe that there was other people preaching the gospel instead of just him. I think the saints that rose with him, because they said that they saw saints of old walking the streets. And so, it was amazing. It had to be amazing.
Praise God, praise God. He didn't only raise from the dead that day. There was people popping out of graves in the cemetery, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. There was saints. There was the saints of old. I would have to go back and look at exactly what happened, but I know that there were accounts of saints of old being seen after the resurrection, and so it wasn't only Jesus that rose; he brought people with him. So.
Praise God, praise God. I mean, that's the biggest testimony and revelation. I mean, you've seen the Messiah walking out of the tomb, but you're seeing Preacher John and all the ministers before him walking down the streets proclaiming the gospel, right?
That's pretty much the way I – now, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but I'd have to go back and look at – I'd have to go back and look at Scripture, but I'm just saying that's the way I understand it. And so I believe
really
that what we're talking about, that did happen. So,
you really don't hear the preacher talking about that on Easter Sunday, though, do you much?
No, you don't hear the preacher talk about that. You just hear the preacher talk about, repenting your sins and come back on Christmas. So,
yeah,
that's pretty much, yeah, you don't hear that other people resurrected with Jesus. All you hear is the resurrection, and that's important. The resurrection of Christ is important, but it's also important to know that there were people that rose with him.
Praise God. The power of God was so strong on that day. Jesus is kind of like a power plant that reawoke. And when he reawoke, when the Father sent him back, he had so much power, he brought all type of people back to life. Praise God.
Dude, that was some serious electricity.
I mean, they were shaking the bacon and jumping out of those graves, man. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, they was popping up like popcorn, man. And it was, it was an awesome day in the Lord. And that's when he brought us all back to his Father through his death and through what he did. And that day was very important to us, praise God. We can never forget that day he rose from the dead. But we're going to get back to the scripture we was talking about. These disciples was promoting the kingdom of God and promoting that the kingdom of God was at hand. And they was promoting the kingdom of God that Jesus was carrying. So somehow Jesus blew the Holy Spirit amongst them and erupted the kingdom on them, and they was able to go in the streets and pray for the sick and see all the things that Jesus was doing. And I think they was just, advertisements for Jesus, right?
They were, and you and I have talked about this before, that they had to get the people's attention. And so, the signs and wonders are – the signs and wonders are just what they are. They're a sign that makes people wonder. A sign is an object that points you in a certain direction or gives you a certain instruction. And whenever disciples did the signs, let's just take Acts chapter 8. Where it says Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. And then it says the people hearing and seeing the miracles that he did received his message. Okay? So the signs and wonders have a lot to do with the evangelistic message that we are called to carry out. You know, you can't downplay that kind of stuff. You have to have it. Because if you don't have power, if you don't have some kind of power, you don't have any kind of anything.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we were talking about that one other show about how, the power of God, and overseas, you have to perform the power of God, or a lot of times they won't believe, because they see this new age and demonic power that they see all the time around them. And if your God can't be bigger than their God is, you're in trouble, because they don't want to listen to you. And they're going to say, like, well, we've already got something better than that. Instead of loose words, we have this. So, you know, get out of here. So, when the disciples were set amongst the earth, when Jesus rose and sat on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, he sent the disciples out, and they would go into the towns, and people would get healed, delivered, set free. All type of different things would actually happen. And these signs and wonders is what would bring people to them, for them to proclaim that Jesus was the Messiah and he rose from the grave, praise God.
That's right. And let's point out one key important thing that I'm thinking about while you're explaining that. Jesus healed them all in four different places in the scripture. It also says Jesus healed all that came to him. Well, other places in the scripture, it said the disciples laid hands on the sick, anointed with them with oil, and they were healed. The disciples got, you know, now there was one instance where they couldn't cast the devil out of a boy, but the Bible says the disciples got them healed. They got them all healed. So that shows you how important it is to have the Holy Spirit and that power and that authority working in your life, you know, to have any credibility, not just living and walking a Christian life, but at times power being displayed. Like if you see somebody on the side of the road that the ambulance is putting in the vehicle, and you say, can I pray? First of all, they're supposed to let a preacher pray for them, because that's just law. And so I've heard of people being raised from the dead in the ambulance. So,
yeah. God, you know, the power of God is able to do that, praise God. But I really believe that the Holy Spirit is touching people today. I'm just feeling the anointing moving right now. And anybody that's listening, I really believe that they feel the power of the Holy Spirit that we're talking about, that was on the disciples, which is on us now, reaching across the airwaves and touching people on social media right now, praise God. And if you'd like to get prayer, praise God, call the guest call in there. It's not the one on the bottom of your screen, because I didn't get a chance to change that stuff over. I will after the show was done. But look on the screen on top where it says Healing Light Christian Radio. You can call that 515-602-9685. Guys, I know you're on Roku TV watching this. Please call the 515-602-9685 if you need a prayer. If you need a prayer for healing, a prayer for deliverance, if you actually need a prayer over your family, call in now. I'll be more than happy to bring you in and me and Jacob to pray over you. If you're in pain, please let me know what the pain level is where we can see that pain level drop. We saw that the other night where we was praying, and the lady's pain level was completely dropping. It was awesome. And she ended up being pain-free. All that pain was leaving. It left. And it was an awesome time in the Lord. But, you know, give us a call, and we can see what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do for you tonight. There's a miracle that's going to happen tonight, and that miracle might be happening as you're listening. I just release the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ amongst this broadcast to touch each and every one that's listening right now. Lord, just touch everyone that's listening right now. Touch that pain, touch that hurt right now in Jesus' name. Devils, you have to leave in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. You have to go now in Jesus' name. Everywhere that you are, you have to go back from where you came in Jesus' mighty name. I command these people to be set free from anxiety, depression. I command anxiety, depression to go now in Jesus' name. You have to flee by the mighty name of Jesus. You have to flee and obey the word of God. We command you to leave now in Jesus' name. We command anybody having pressure points, having pressure on their back or on their neck, we just command that pressure to leave. That demon is there. We bind, rebuke it. We command it to leave their neck now, to unattach and go into the abyss outside of this world right now in Jesus' name. We command right now that the neck will be healed. All pain goes now. All discs, all ligaments right now to be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. And I just command everybody with bad knees for those knees and kneecaps to be healed in Jesus' mighty name. That the Holy Spirit, we release the Holy Spirit amongst these individuals right now to bring healing and deliverance upon every single one that's listening tonight. Praise God. Praise God. What do you think, Jacob?
I had the same thing you just said about the kneecap. So, you know, I'd say if I was you, I'd go back over that one. You know, go back over that one, dude. Because while you were saying that, right before you said that, I saw like a knee, but you know, with a highlighted kneecap. So, I think somebody's kneecap is being healed.
Amen, amen. And if you'd like to call in, you got the kneecap issue, call the 515-602-9685. We love to pray personally for that kneecap and for what's going on. Call right now as we still got this thing broadcasting. We'd be more than happy to pray for you, praise God, and see the Lord Jesus to bring a complete healing to you and your life. Praise God. I'd love to see a miracle tonight. But right now, we just ask for the Holy Spirit to hit the kneecaps and bring healing and to heal that bone inside the kneecap right now, that full kneecap. And the injury, I'm just feeling right now there's an injury there, and I just command that injury to be healed right now in Jesus' name. I think it's a football injury, car crash injury. I command those to be healed right now in Jesus' name. That the power of the Holy Spirit is touching that kneecap. He's going into the kneecap, into the ligaments. He's going into that kneecap right now. We command all of that to be healed right now in Jesus' name. We send that forth now in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God is awesome, Jacob.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, man.
I got a vision. I'm just being quiet for just a second.
Okay.
Great. I think there's somebody that, I don't know. I see this outline of a skull, but I'm not really sure what the problem is, and I'm just trying to zero in on it. But I saw that kneecap, and then I seen a picture of a skull, and I think somebody's got a tumor, because I keep seeing like this pink stuff, and we all know the brain is kind of that color, and so I'm thinking somebody has a tumor.
Okay. Right now, in Jesus' name, we come against that tumor. We curse that tumor at the root and at the seed. We come in that tumor to die now in Jesus' name. Everywhere that tumor is, we command right now, we command that spirit of that tumor. We command that thing to leave and go into the abyss, and we speak to that tumor. We curse it at the roots and at the seed and at the core. We command that thing to die now and disintegrate right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As Jesus cursed the olive tree, we curse this tumor at the root and at the seed. We command that tumor to die and leave their skull, leave their brain now in Jesus' name. We command their brain to be made whole. In Jesus' name, we speak life into that brain for everything that is messed up. We command that the brain to be made whole in Jesus' name and that tumor to die in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we speak life into that individual. We speak life into them now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, brother.
Amen, dude. Yeah, that's about my extent of the words of knowledge, but as soon as you started praying, I started seeing pictures. And I believe some people, even if they don't call in, I believe there's some people going to be set free.
Praise God. Praise God. That's so important. Praise God. And Jacob, I'm going to let you do the salvation prayer tonight. Anybody that's not received Jesus Christ, say this prayer with Jacob. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, the Bible says in Romans 16, you know, today is the day of salvation. today is the day of salvation, you know, and not tomorrow, you know. And I always say that the word now in the scripture where it says faith is now is a now thing. Well, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. That means don't put it off tomorrow, next week, or next year, next month. And, you know, Jesus deserves what he paid for. And even before the foundation of the world, you were bought with a price. And you may not know that. You still might be, you know, doing stuff you don't need to be doing. And you may be, well, you may have heard about following Jesus, but you're not sure about that. Well, let me tell you this. I was saved at 10 years old. My uncle happened to be a children's church pastor. And, you know, I've had my ups and downs. The Christians are going to have their ups and downs. The Bible says you're going to have trials and tribulations. But but it also says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And anybody that I've seen healed, anybody that I've seen saved has, you know, felt a sudden peace. You know, most of the people I've seen born again in any service, you know, and Jesus is supposed to bring peace. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, come to me, all that are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And so Jesus promises rest. You know, he doesn't promise us a rose garden, but he promises rest. And, but like I said, he said salvation. So, salvation is now. Today is that day, you know. Who knows where you'll be tomorrow? So it's more important to make the decision now and to receive now. Romans 10, 9, and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you'll be saved. For the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And it also says there's no other name under heaven in Acts 4:12. There's no other name under heaven by which men must be saved except for the name of Jesus. And so anybody that's listening that's ready to have a life change, see, when you become a new creation, that's a life change. That's a life change. You may not stop everything you're doing right immediately. But you know what? The first step is coming to Jesus. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to pray, and I'm going to pray. I'm just going to pray a prayer, and you can receive it wherever you're at, and make Jesus the Lord of your life. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for what you've already done. You sent your son to pay the penalty for our sin. Father, the Bible says that sin is not imputed unto us anymore. It has no power. So right now, Father, we thank you for what you've done. And right now, we just thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, and we receive your sacrifice. We receive your sacrifice. We ask you to forgive us for what we've done. And we receive your sacrifice, and we today make you the Lord of our life. Today we make you the Lord of our life. We confess Romans 10, 9, and 10, and we say we are confessing you with our mouth, and we believe in our heart that God raised you from the dead. And we accept the salvation price that you paid for us in the name of Jesus. And I believe everybody that prayed that was instantly born again, and you are now a new creation.
Praise God. Praise God. That's awesome. And I believe the same thing. I believe if you said this prayer that Jesus has just came into your life. And I do ask everybody to actually, get into a nice Bible-believing church. That's something that we do need to get into. We need to get into a nice Bible-believing church and get immersed in baptism. I believe that's very important, too, don't you, Jacob?
I do. You know, my dad and I were discussing that one time, and he goes, if Jesus did it, we should do it. And he got baptized. We should get back. And you know what? All that is, all that's saying is that, you know, I'm making an outward profession of faith. Like a salvation is an inward profession of faith. I'm making an outward profession of faith, and I'm dying to my old man and my old way of life. And I'm coming up a new creation.
Amen. 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 That's correct. And it shows the indication of dying in Christ. Dying to yourself, and that's so very important. We need to die to ourselves daily. You know, he'd like for us to die right then and there when we actually receive Christ and are baptized, that we fall away from ourselves. When we're talking about dying, we're talking about dying to ourselves, not physically, but dying to our old man, the sinful man, and becoming a new creation and representing who Jesus is. Ain't that right, Jacob?
That is right. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, just because your flesh is not new doesn't mean your spirit is not new. After you get born again, that's the first step, and the next step is to train your flesh how to act. And, you know, Stan and I have been born again for a while, but we're still training our flesh how to act, you know.
That's just, it's an everyday thing. And the thing of it is, you know, the Lord gives us mercy. Repentance is very important. There's some people that's so prideful, they won't repent for anything. Oh, I'm already perfect. I have no problems. We do what we want to. And that ain't what Jesus wants to do. See, I really believe, this is just me, I believe that Jesus paid from the day that we asked for him to come into our lives. He paid for, he actually cleans from there all the way to the day of birth. And then from the rest of it, I believe that we need to repent and hand that to him. What do you think, Jacob?
I do, and I will back that up with scripture because on this show, that's what we do. I read an awesome book one time by a minister whose books I still read. And there's actually a prayer of repentance. There's a prayer of repentance for believers, and it's found in 1 John 1:9. It says, "If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness." That scripture was written to believers. And so every once in a while, we have to make a stop by the 1 John 1:9 station and repent for our sin, and then we need to move on. But, you know, just because you get born again and you get forgiven doesn't mean that you're not going to mess up. Jesus made provision for all of this, including that scripture. He put that scripture in there because he knew that not everybody was going to walk a perfect life. So he gives us mercy, and the great thing about that is his mercies are new every single day, and his grace is new every single day.
God, that is so true. That is so very true that we're able to walk that every single day and see who Jesus is. And, you know, it's like this. I've been saying this amongst all the shows that I've been doing. You know, sometimes we feel like we're too scared to go to Jesus, that we're going to go to him, and we're going to sneak to him and say, Jesus, I've been really bad, and maybe you did something really bad, and you're ashamed of it. And as you know, it says in the Word of God that God knows what you've done before you even go to him. He's already saw everything, right? So
correct.
He's already saw it. He just for you to come to him. He's not going to judge you. Jesus is not here to judge you now. He's there to cleanse you, to remove that from you. So when you repent, which repent means change of mind, not going to him saying, please forgive me, and then you decide to go back to the bar the next night. That ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about repenting, saying, I want to change my ways. I'm sick and tired of my ways that I fell into. And Lord, please take this from me and forgive me, and I hand this to you. And he don't question you. He freely takes that from you. You don't have to be scared to hand your sins and repentance to God, because he already knows. He's waiting for you because he sent his one and only son here on earth for that reason. Didn't he, Jacob?
He did. We don't, you know, what Stan is talking about, you know, not being afraid to go to God. It's kind of like a son getting in trouble and letting it fester and not going to their parents and admitting that they made a mistake. Well, you know, my dad always used to tell me, he's like, you know, don't hide things from me. If you get in trouble, you need to let me know, because that's what I'm here for. Well, you know, how much better is that from an earthly father as a heavenly father to say, hey, look, you can approach the throne of grace boldly, and you're not in trouble. I'm not mad. Just come tell me what you did, and we'll fix it, you know?
Praise God. Praise God. It's so very important to do that. And, you know, God wants you to come to him. The Lord Jesus wants you to come to him because his blood paid a mighty price for that, folks. Mighty price for that. And this is for the believers that's already received Jesus Christ, that wants to repent tonight of some things that they've done. I really believe there's somebody's listening tonight, did some bad things. They might have cheated on their husband. They might have cheated on their wives. They might have, you know, did something really bad that they wish they didn't do. And maybe tonight you can repent. Just say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for my sins, Lord. And you can tell, say your sins. Say, Jesus, I did this and I did that, you know, whatever it may be. I'm going to give you a little time there. Just go ahead and say what you've done. Pour your heart to him. Hand this to him right now. In Jesus' name, hand this to him. You might be in a room by yourself, nobody's around, and you just let it ball. Just hand that to him. Say, Lord Jesus, remove this from me. I can't take this no more. I hand this to you. Lord, I'm sorry that I fell from you, and I ask you back into my heart, and I ask you to remove this sin from me. I give this sin to you, Jesus. I repent, and I hand this sin to you, Jesus. After you said all that, said your peace to him, what you did, what you felt you did, hand that to him right now, and in Jesus' name, I hand that to you, Lord. And now the Lord Jesus Christ is forgiving you from it. The word says if you repent and you give it to the Lord, that he will forgive you. He will never forsake you. He will forgive you. So when you repent from your heart and from your mouth, he forgives you. So since you said that, he took that sin from you, and he throws it to the depths of the sea for it to be remembered no more. Praise God. So right now the Lord Jesus Christ is touching your heart. He's removing that anger, that madness, that fear. That fear is being removed from your heart right now in Jesus' mighty name. What do you think, Jacob?
I think that's pretty awesome. You know, there's a scripture, I think it's in Corinthians, it says, neither height nor depth or anything can separate us from the love of God. Now, there's a lot of people that misinterpret that scripture, like the extreme grace people and the things you were talking about earlier. But that scripture is just saying that, you know, wherever you're at in life, you know, you can't get away from the love of God. And so, you know, and that's just talking about his mercy and grace. You can't get away from the mercy and grace of God because it extends further than our minds. You know, it extends further than our minds. I've heard people actually preach, you know, one of these days God is not going to give you any more chances. Well, until you draw your last breath, you're going to have a chance. You know, you've always got a chance. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't have a chance to repent or you don't have a chance to receive Christ as your Savior. You know, you've got a chance for as long as you're on this earth. And you can't get away from the love of God because it's everywhere on this planet.
Amen, amen. I want to remind everybody tonight that Art Montgomery will be on the Healing Light Healing Show on social media tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Art Montgomery is a awesome older guy that runs the street for Jesus and sees healings and miracles all day long in the street. He delivers drug addicts, prostitutes, gang members, and see them all receive Jesus Christ. He sees healings, broken legs healed, all type of things out in the streets, of San Diego, praise God. Some of those streets are pretty tough down there in San Diego, and he still goes down there and preaches the kingdom of God and preaches the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss this tonight, you know, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. It's going to be live on Roku TV, on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. It's going to be on Joshua TV. It's going to be everywhere tomorrow night, praise God. So don't miss this program. And I ask you guys, please share this program and let people know about this program, about the Healing Light Radio Show. You can go on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also hear the shows there, praise God, and hear, you know, our ministry. And plus, on Roku TV, actually at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Healing Light Radio starts on TV. You can hear all of our radio shows and plus awesome music and awesome radio shows talking about the power of God and about healing and deliverance. Praise God. So don't miss that. And if you're on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, hit the bell, and subscribe to the Healing Light Show channel. Praise God. You'll see all of our broadcasts, the video broadcasts that we have every week, and also the radio shows that we have every week. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord, and I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Thank you, Jacob, for coming on here, brother.
I will, and just to make one more note that Stan left out, if anybody's watching any of the Healing Light programs online or listening on Facebook, if you want to see Stan breakdance, send $40, okay? If you want to see Stan breakdance on Facebook Live, listen, send $40. Send an offering of $40, and we'll get Stan to do as Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, man, that's a joke. No, don't do that. But if you would like to bless the ministries of the Healing Light, org, but no, I'm not going to break dance. You know, I don't want you to send no $40 to break dance. But anyway, we just having fun there. This is the Healing Light Radio Show. We love to have fun on here. But anyway, folks, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And, man, that was just kind of funny there, man. That was just kind of funny there.
I know. We got to keep it right.
Yeah, we got to laugh about that. We got to laugh about things, man. It really helps us out. We've got to laugh about things, man. You know, so
yeah, we got to laugh. I don't want to see Stan break dance either.
Yeah, that would cause everybody to do this.
Wow.
That would cause everybody to do that. But it's all awesome.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'll thank everybody from everywhere, all over the world. I thank you guys from South Africa. I thank everybody from Germany. I thank everybody from England that's listening. I know there's a lot of people from India that's listening. Everybody that's from Australia, praise God. I hear them coming through Jacob's door right there, praise God. And I want to thank everybody that's from Canada, everybody from here in the United States, I thank you so much for listening. Guys, if you'd like us to come out and do a healing service, I've never really said this a lot, but if you'd like us to do a healing service, go to Facebook, go to the Healing Light Road Conference Show, and go there and check that out. Let me know what you would like us to do. Would you like us to do a healing service or a deliverance service? Salvation, whatever you would like us to come to your church and do, we would be more than happy to do that. What do you think, Jacob?
I think that'd be great. Or if you just want a live remote on the Healing Radio, on the Healing Light Radio Show, if you want to do a live remote and have Stan come out there and just do an interview where you're at, whatever event you have, that would be something really cool. So.
Praise God, praise God. So, you know, we're out here to teach the kingdom and see what God's going to do, praise God. So, you know, the COVID thing is breaking down slowly. I think Texas is fully released. There's other states fully releasing. I'm in North Carolina. This ain't a full patriot state. We're not fully released, but we are getting the vaccines, and they're still making us wear a mask, Jacob.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah, we're going to have another.
Well, I mean, you know, some people are for it and some people are against it. And so, you know, to each his own. Some people do feel like they need to, and some people don't feel like they need to. So, you know, just do what you feel comfortable with. We're, you know, that was supposed to be a joke. So,
yeah, praise God. Praise God. Another one of those. But anyway, it's an awesome time, my Lord. And I want to thank all of you guys for listening to us tonight. And we will see you Monday. We'll be back Monday night. What do you think, Jacob?
I think it's going to be great.
Praise God. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. And we will see you guys, and God bless you. And we will see you Monday night.
Thanks for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show.